You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the depths of a digital abyss, where truth drowns in a sea of clickbait and algorithms, a beacon ignites. From the heart of Badgerland, from our studios on State Street in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, it's John and Gordy in the morning. We have scrubbed the show of any wokeness. And, we're really not happy having that point of view projected on this program anymore. We're thinking that everything is going right. And we believe that if we're jumping on that bandwagon, then we should, grab it by both horns and ride this bull into the China shop.
Learn how to goose step.
And destroy everything.
What a way to start.
Good morning. Hey.
Hey, man.
How are you doing?
Yeah,
good morning.
I'm just having a nightmare here.
Okay. Well, happy Wednesday.
Yeah,
Rise and shine.
Yes.
Rise and shine. Shake a leg up and at them. Yeah. Here we go again. Yeah. It's nice and clear out there this morning, but there are some areas that have some fog here and there. But I didn't see any.
I didn't see any.
Driving in, but
it's really a nice morning.
Yeah, it looks really good on State Street here, a block from the Capitol, and we're at 63 degrees, highs today in the upper 70s.
I had to help my space car.
You did?
It was a little confused this morning because the window kept fogging up.
Oh.
A lot of condensation on the window driving in, and it didn't know whether to have the windshield wipers on or off. You know, it's automatic sensors time. I don't know. You know, I'm there to help, you know.
Can you override that? Is there a way you can communicate that to the vehicle?
You can turn the windshield wiper sensors off, I found.
I see.
As I was dinking around with the, with the lever. I don't know. I'm just working on it.
You know, you're still learning.
There are little tiny secrets in each and every button.
Well, I'm sure you've read the manual, right?
Oh, I've looked over the manual.
Yeah?
It's, it's as big as an encyclopedia. So I'm not sure if I'm ever going to get through it or understand every page. I did watch a video yesterday about my vehicle. Yeah, a review of it. And the guy took it out on the road. He was using all the buttons on the dash. And I thought, oh, that's what that button's for.
Oh, see that?
Oh, I can do that.
Those are helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really worked out well.
That's great. Well, good. I'm glad that it's up and running again after it spent that week in the shop. It's good to, good to know that you've got it working for a while.
So... Yeah.
I've got you speechless.
It's out of the shop now, Gordy.
I'm glad. I'm so happy for you.
Those incredibly maintenance-free vehicles. Mine is out of the shop now.
Gordy, I got to ask.
What?
What car do you own? Like, what is your car?
I have a Subaru.
Subaru
Outback. Yeah.
Subaru Outback?
It's Outback.
No, it's right up back. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Check it out sometime.
I'll take it for a spin.
Well, it's just a regular old car. It's got a lot of miles on it, but it's been very dependent. Yeah, I've got like 165,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's doing well. Knock on
wood.
Looks
good. Looks good.
Well, it's in fairly good shape. It's starting to get a little beat up here and there.
Yeah.
it's very handy vehicle. I like it. I like Subarus a lot.
Yeah.
I like Hondas a lot. I've had a couple of Honda Accords along the way.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, that was when I was in Indiana, you know.
Yeah. I've had kind of a love affair with Toyota and a Honda.
Yeah? I didn't know you had a Honda.
Yeah. Yeah. Honda van.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah? You like those?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That was a great van. I had a Toyota Celica way back when. I was fascinated by the headlights that flipped up. and this car had headlights that flipped up. I thought, wow, that's really high tech.
It's really cool.
You know, I'm part of the Jetsons generation.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't a big deal, and that kind of went away.
Did they ever get jammed? Because you would see those vehicles, and there would be one that was flipped up and one down.
Yeah, I remember seeing those an awful lot.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me get to some business here.
All right.
This portion of the show being brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. You know, they're all in on back to school. They have a back to school sale going on currently through the month of August. Twin size sets start at just $399. Full size sets start at $499. And you can upgrade the mattress to double the warranty for only $200 more. Verlo Mattress back-to-school sale going on through this month, and they may even extend it during back-to-school time.
So, I hope so.
All right, well, stand by. We'll let you know. Verlo Mattress, east side and west side. Just go to verlo.com for more information. Okay.
And sometimes, you know, we put things off, and, you know, we need a little more time, a little extra time to make those decisions, right?
Sure. Sure we do. Yeah. It's all good.
I know it's all good.
A little bit later on, we're going to be talking about infectious diseases. Boy, I can't wait for this discussion, talking about measles mainly, because measles have, you know, it's in Wisconsin.
Yep.
It's made its way into the state.
And the fact that, you know, RFK Jr. is going to prevent vaccines from proliferating through the society when we need it.
Right. Yeah. Well.
We'll see what happens.
We're going to talk to Dr. Jim Conway. He's a UW infectious disease doctor.
You went there yesterday, right, Tom?
I did, yes. I posted on social media on John and Gordy's Facebook page. You can check that out.
Okay.
But yeah, it was quite difficult trying to get in there. It took me quite a while.
Did you take your security badges with you?
And
identification?
I did not.
Social security number?
I think they were scared to see me.
They didn't want to let you in. Is that what happened?
Or? No, you know, so I was like, okay, I'll just go on the outside and just pretend I know what I'm doing. And I got a few looks.
Okay.
But overall, it went pretty well. It just took a while. Just took a long time. And
did you tell them you were from the media? I did.
Oh,
see, that was your mistake.
Yep, and they were like, get out, you know?
Right away. Just leave. Yeah. All right, we'll talk to Dr. Jim Conway in our 7 o'clock hour. And we will reveal the next keyword in our listener appreciation party, your chance to win VIP passes to the listener appreciation party that's going on September 6th at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. And we'll tell you more about that as we move along.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah,
trying to get my wife to come out there with us and and celebrate with the listeners that we have. And, you know, it's open to the public as well. So.
It is open to the public, but the VIP passes get you a tour and a tour of the distillery and tasting party. So,
boy, I like the fan you have on in here. It's great.
Do you need it pointed more in your direction?
No,
is it okay?
It's perfect.
Is it perfect?
Yeah, my eyes are watering. wind is so
powerful.
Well,
that's powerful. My goal, to make your eyes water.
Wind is so powerful. The Bornado.
I think I've turned it all the way up. I think I might have accidentally turned it all the way up.
It's fine.
It's perfect.
It. Yeah.
Right. Everything's good.
Yeah.
I think Catherine tried to call, and she just completely ignored her.
Oh, no.
What? Really?
Yeah. That was
she did. Call.
I was too busy yapping.
It's right up there on her screen.
Well, she should call us back.
Call us back, Catherine, please.
Yeah, we want to know what's going on.
Well,
okay.
Oh, okay. Well, this. This is her.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone.
Well, I had this importantly breaking news, but we can wait on that.
Oh, come on. You're just babbling. I just thought, it's a good time to call in and babble, too.
Yeah.
I just want to brag. I want to brag.
All right.
Okay, let's do that.
I have the best kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
This kid, my child, got home last night by going out to the downtown, to wander downtown. And I was worried about it, and I had to go to sleep because I, you know, get up with you guys.
Yeah.
And so she was out all, you know, till like after 10, 9:30, something like that.
Mm.
Tracking, my ex-husband was tracking her, you know, with my phone.
Oh, great.
So anyway, this is really a bad story, but it's not as bad as what you guys are doing. So and I wake up in the morning at 5:30, like I usually do, and I'm like, wait a second. my thing says she got home, but she's gone again.
Oh.
And it's 5:41, actually. It's 5:41 exactly. She went out. She got up. She woke up at 5:30, just before me, and went out and took pictures of a sunrise.
Oh, isn't that great? Wow.
I mean, it was like, who are you? She sleeps until 10:30 most days.
Yeah.
But I'll be darned if she was, because I said to her just yesterday, you know, school's coming, and you're going to have to reverse your schedule. So what does she do? She does it in one night.
Yeah, exactly. That's what my kids do that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With no problem.
Well, going
it's
out
so
to
hard when you get older.
Going out to take a picture of the sunrise is just fantastic. Are you punishing her now for that? Or is there
yes,
any kind
I
of...
am. I'm picking her out.
Well, send us the picture. We'll put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like to see
it's going to go in my newsletter.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay.
Because you know what made me think of it? You guys talked about there's not much fog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that she found the fog on the field
that's
nearby.
Gorgeous. I bet that was
it's
nice.
It's going to be a great photo. Yeah.
All right.
Wow. I'm looking forward to it. Okay.
Well, it's nice. Okay. Nice.
I got the best kid.
I know.
I got the best
I know
kid.
You do.
So you're going to make her a special breakfast this morning?
Yes, I am.
You
I am
should.
Making her some sourdough bread.
Sourdough bread?
Yeah,
French toast.
Yes. Why, it's tough to make that, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, yeah,
you know, you push
Costco.
The lever
it's
down, and you know, toast
Costco.
Comes up, toasted. No. Just amazing, you know.
Okay,
you are a fantastic cook. Thank you, Catherine.
I'm all a right. fantastic cook, and my daughter's the best.
All right.
Well great.
Great. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for sharing. All right. When she's gone. All right.
Well, she's gone now.
Okay. I can't wait to see this picture now.
Yeah.
See, I told you there was some early morning fog. I didn't see it.
Well,
you
I
didn't see
I
it.
Also
nobody
took,
saw
I
it.
Took a late. I took a midday photo, like I said, at UW Health.
Yeah.
And I also took a late night photo at Culver's. At 10 p.m. last night, I was in the drive-thru, and I was like, I'm going to take a cool little flick of the Culver's and see how it goes. And there we go. Now, next thing you know, 6 o'clock, my stomach's killing me.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day.
What did you eat at 10 o'clock at night?
Just a double cheeseburger.
A double cheeseburger with bacon.
Oh, you don't want to do
that. Yeah, I'm trying to.
That's really intense.
Yeah. It's not a good idea.
We love covers, but late night. You got to watch it there.
Yeah.
I remember somebody on X posted a picture. They took a picture of the busy Culver's restaurant at, I think, 10 or something like that. And they said, this is why America is out of shape. And what a nasty way to look at things.
Yeah, really.
Culver's has great food.
It is great.
They
food.
Do, yes.
Yeah.
It's excellent. Okay, do we have time for Would You Rather, or
probably
do we need to hold
not.
It over to
probably.
The...
We don't have any time right
there's
now.
A lot
you know,
of, no.
we maybe we have time for one
really?
Question. One question.
Well,
we're going to have to do this really, really quickly.
I think we got
time
for both.
The intro is about 2 minutes long.
Especially with that extra reverb goes on. Yeah.
Yes, we get. Yep, this is. All right. Okay. All right.
Okay, what's the question?
First question, would you rather have a Texas accent and live in New York or a New York accent and live in Texas? This one should be
okay. I would never want to live in Texas.
Neither would I. That one, see, look at this. Look how easy this is.
That was an easy one.
All right. Yeah.
We can do another one.
Do the other one.
Would you rather never be able to use condiments or have to put a condiment on everything you eat?
Oh, a condiment on everything I eat.
I would
do
that
now.
Too. Yes, I would do that too.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement on that.
Yeah, it's a very Midwest thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
All right, there we go. 40 seconds.
Wow,
that's
wow,
awesome.
That was amazing.
See?
That's tremendous.
All. We should do that every time.
Now we've got time left over.
I bet there are a lot of listeners that say, yeah, let's do it that quick next time.
All right. Well, phone lines are open, and you can give us a call or send us a text on the Civic Media app. Our phone number is 608-879-8255. We're just getting started on a Wednesday morning in beautiful downtown Madison, Wisconsin. Back with more of John and Gordy after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Man, dig this crazy pad, man. It's a mad pad.
WMDX 92.7. That's Kooky Ed Burns from 77 Sunset Strip.
Yeah, Mad Pad.
Yeah. Very hip. Incredible album, by the way.
Is it?
Everything is like that, you know. Yeah. Stereophonic telephone, you know. Plaid light bulbs. You know, it's just, it's a mad pad.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by our friends Jim and Sarah at Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com, get a free hearing test, then set up an appointment. They have fast and flexible appointments. You can also give them a call, 608-249-4077. And they are helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing.
Yeah.
They help John out. They help me out. They can help you out, too. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
Wear that high tech around with you.
Yeah.
All right.
We got a voice note. Can we play this?
Yeah, let's play it.
All right. What do we got here?
All right. Good morning, guys. It looks like I will be joining you September 6th with a VIP pass. I won the contest.
Heck yeah.
Excited to meet you and have a beer with you. Have a good day, guys.
All right. That's Matt.
Wow. Matt from Middleton. He was one of our winners for the Downdrins Listening Appreciation Party on September 6th. Also, congratulations to Dan in Madison and Dee in Janesville. Going to be joining us. Let's see. We got another text here. Doug in St. Francis says, when are you guys going to come out with a line of manosphere-oriented promotional products? Doug's back on the manosphere thing again. Well, John and Gordy barbecue sauce, John and Gordy bourbon, John and Gordy Ginsu knives.
Well, the Ginsu knives...
We're working on those.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We want stainless steel.
We've cut our hands a few times, you know,
testing them out. You know,
we didn't know they were so sharp.
Right. A few stitches here and there, and we're good as new.
Maybe a little preview of what's to come on this program this morning.
Okay, all right.
Quite the list. We'll be hearing a comment, not hearing, I'll be reading a comment from Ketanji Brown Jackson a while ago, but I think it's a good thing to revisit.
Okay.
From what she says, Tesla will be trying to keep Elon. Oh God, I don't understand that one at all, and we'll be diving into that.
Well, he had a meeting with J.D. Vance the other day.
Yeah,
trying to kiss and make up.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
What
and
else?
And get this, you know, we talked about butter.
Yeah. Right.
We did.
Yes. Bill Gates making his own butter.
Yes, it's a new kind of butter, but tastes just like butter, using the same chemical ingredients.
Right.
Yes, natural chemical ingredients.
Right. Is there a follow-up to that story?
Yeah, well, I've got another story here. This time, billionaire Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, what's
he doing? His lab is churning out salmon.
Oh, my.
Really?
Yes.
Fake salmon?
This is lab-grown salmon.
I wouldn't trust that at all.
So, well, I can't wait for this one. And then, of course, we'll be talking about what everybody's talking about, and that is erasing history in the Smithsonian museums. How do we get away with that? You know? I mean, do we let this happen?
They had an exhibit about impeachment, right? Didn't they?
Yeah. Well, yes.
And they took Trump off of that, and then they put him back on.
They put him back on. Yeah. Yeah. They returned him to the impeachment role, aisle of the Smithsonian.
Well, it is part of the history.
Yeah.
Can't just erase stuff like that.
Yes. And then, of course, we'll hit on some Blue City, Red City issues. Plus, I've been promising to get to this Nudify app. That
are we going to get to that today?
We've had it on the list for
a couple of weeks at least, maybe a couple of months.
Well, and I was hesitant about using it, but maybe we could at least let people know that this exists.
Hmm.
All right.
Well, wait a minute. Did you get the app? Did you try it out?
I know. I have not done that. No.
Okay.
Okay. And then, of course, we have a guest later on, and that's Dr. Jim Conway, mm-hmm. Madison professor here at the UW, and he's in the infectious disease department, mm-hmm. and he'll be talking about that. Probably we'll be talking about measles here in Wisconsin.
Right.
Vax rates, low, high, and probably herd immunity, what he thinks of herd immunity. Should we? Oh, my God.
Yeah?
What was that?
What's happening on State Street?
Oh, my God. What?
They're getting distracted.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought somebody might have been hit.
Oh, really?
But not.
I see what happened.
The city truck. Oh,
God, it does look like a body part.
I know. It does, doesn't it?
He's running back together.
They
now.
Didn't put up the tailgate, and the leaf blower fell off the truck.
Oh, it looks like it broke, too. They're picking up the pieces.
No, those are gloves.
Are they?
Yeah, those are the gloves that they had on the leaf blower.
Well, they're going back.
They're pretty sturdy. That's a steel leaf blower. They're pretty good.
Back to the pickup truck. Put the pieces back together.
Happens, man, you know?
Kind of took that turn a little fast. So he was going on to Fairchild there. Okay.
They probably don't think anyone's looking at him right now.
We used to have a camera out there. Do we have that camera anymore?
We had a camera outside the...
No, it was just in your...
It's right at the window there, but we use it here in the studio now for our guests.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, anyway, that's just kind of
that's
a
the big
slight
lineup,
preview
right?
of what's going on. Yeah.
And in just about 15 minutes, we'll let you have another chance to win the Listener Appreciation Party VIP passes to Downdrin's Distilling for that event coming up, Listener Appreciation Party on September 6th.
All right.
So that's coming fantastic. Up.
I should maybe tell people how to buy car insurance and homeowners insurance. I went through this whole debacle myself, and I could pass along the way to do it and which insurance agency won out
Some
in my little competition. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Well, we'll check in with Pam Yonke's agricultural food farm report coming up.
All right.
Back with more of John and Gordy on Wednesday after this.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
That's right. Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber,
right?
You go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Wow.
Okay.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. You know, they expect us all to be that dumb, you know, from all the things they've told us what they're going to do.
Right.
Right? I mean, the new guy in the Fed. You know, he's basically saying, you know, maybe we shouldn't release these numbers every month. maybe we should do it every quarter because, you know, if they go down and they look miserable like this last one when the guy got fired.
Right.
Well, we don't want that to happen again.
Right.
But, you know, he's now going back on it after a day. It's nice to know and have that kind of confidence in somebody who... is true to his conviction.
Yeah.
Anyway, he changed his mind. Mm. And he has worked at many of these conservative think tanks. I can't remember what his name is, but you know, he's going to join the Fed board, and he's going to be in there basically looking at the numbers and releasing them.
Okay.
And, of course, no one's going to believe any of the numbers he's releasing. They might as well wait till a quarter when they readjust everything, right?
Might as well. Yeah.
But it's crazy.
It is 6:36. We have sunshine this morning. It's going to be a beautiful day all over southern Wisconsin. In Madison right now, it's 63 degrees, highs in the mid to upper 70s. And this portion of our show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. We told you they're having a back-to-school sale. You want to start the school year outright for your student. Get them a new mattress set. They'll sleep better. They'll study better. They'll be happy when they're on their way to school. They'll be happy when they go to bed. Verlo Mattress. Again, back to school sale. Check it out at verlo.com. And you can check them out also at their east side location and west side location. That's Verlo Mattress.
That's right. Now, the Supreme Court has given a list of the things that they're going to pick up in October, I believe, when they come back into session. I just want to read a decision that Ketanji Brown Jackson came up with, her final one of the season.
Okay.
And I thought it was very apropos, something we should all kind of keep in mind as we prepare for more surprising decisions from the Supreme Court that doesn't seem to even think about the Constitution anymore. Just how do we please Trump? Anyway, yeah. She goes on and she says this. It is not difficult to predict how this all ends. Eventually, executive power will become completely uncontainable, and our beloved constitutional republic will be no more. That's pretty
okay. Well, that's
pretty uplifting.
Putting it right out there.
Yeah, okay. And she also slammed the majority's textualism, which I always thought was just pure ideology. You know, they always say, "Oh, I'm a textualist. I go by the exact words of the Constitution."
Oh, okay.
And that's something the Federalists push. The Federalist Society pushes, but that is also an ideological point of view. That's conservative. It's always been conservative. And for some reason, the news media keeps their hands off of it, and they treat this textualism as something real, something that is in the middle. It's not one side or the other.
Yeah.
Wrong. It's always been conservative. It is their point of view. And she's taking a shot at it here. She says, pure textualism, the refusal to try to understand the text of a statute in the larger context of what Congress sought to achieve, turns the interpretive task into a potent weapon for advancing judicial policy preferences. So that is what they have done. They have taken this textualism, they have twisted it around and made it into whatever they want it to mean. You know, one of the big decisions that they made was going back in history. Taking a look at historical context.
Right.
How do we decide what is meant by this part of the Constitution? By taking a look at what happened in the past. And I always thought, well, that's a pretty flawed way of looking at anything, since a lot of things in the past, the decisions were made very badly, very bad decisions, and we're supposed to go by those bad decisions and say, well, they did it back then. Then it must mean it's okay today to do that. No, that's not exactly the way it should be. Anyway, they keep changing the goalposts on all of this stuff, and that's Ketanji Brown Jackson's point of view, leaving us with a very positive note, note.
Thank you, Ketanji Brown.
Yes. Bill Ackman, he's the guy who really kind of spurred on this attack on Harvard University. He's a Harvard grad himself. You know, he's accusing everybody of anti-Semitism, right? Well, let's get to cut 51 here. He's an appeaser. He's a Trump appeaser as well. So let's get to this story.
All right.
Bill, I'm just wondering, you know, you're an alumnus. What should Harvard do where you'd say, okay, to get back in your good graces, what does the university need to do at this point?
Sure. So the right thing to do, or I should say the wrong thing to do, is receive a letter from the administration and write back saying, we're doing nothing. In fact, we're going to sue you. Okay, that's what Harvard did. What Harvard should have done is should have said, you know, President Trump, you make some good points.
Oh, no. Right? No, don't do that.
You know, taxpayer money coming to Harvard, that's a privilege. It's not a right. And, you know, taxpayer money, you know, going to an institution, the institution cannot have massive amounts of administrative bloat, waste, bureaucracy. And we're going to eliminate it. We're going to hire Alex Partners, or restructuring firm. We're going to take a 3G, zero-based budgeting approach to our the way we run our, administration. Things that are not, inefficiency is causing harm, and we're wasting taxpayer money.
Harm?
Mr.
Really?
President, you're right. Harvard has become, there is not viewpoint diversity at Harvard. Students are self-censoring their remarks in classrooms. Faculty are doing the same because people are afraid to have real conversations.
Stop.
You can't learn. You go to college to be exposed to a broad array of ideas. And you're not. That's not happening at Harvard. Free speech is not happening at Harvard. So you acknowledge the areas where the president is absolutely correct.
Oh, boy. Well, first of all, he's not correct about anything. He lies. all the time. He doesn't say anything that's truthful. Second of all, you don't appease this jerk, all right, this president. And then, of course, they're not having problems with the funding. They're not having problems
with, not.
You know, the way they're doing and running Harvard University.
Right. Yeah. They're doing okay.
We haven't read about any of that stuff. Nothing's really hit the fan in regards to that.
Yeah.
All they're complaining about were the protests on campus.
Mm.
And then, of course, they're against DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, but insist that we include, that's part of the DEI acronym, they want us to include people with opposite views, fearful views, the views they're afraid to tell other people in the classroom. They're hiding away in the corner of the classroom because they're afraid the liberals will attack them for saying their conservative thoughts.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I've said, it's their problem. This is their problem. If they don't want to speak up in class, if they feel like they have to remain silent, maybe it's their ideas.
Mm.
And if they're afraid to say their ideas in public, then that's their problem. It isn't our problem. We're not stopping them. We're not censoring them. Although now with the Smithsonian thing, they want to get rid of woke ideas. They want to get rid of the wrong ideologies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Well, it sounds very, very... frightening, to say the least. But anyway, this is Bill Ackman. And one of these days, you know, at the end of this administration, when I hope get back to normal, we go back and we take care of these people. All right. These people, these are appeasers. These are the people allowed this country to slip into a dictatorship, because we're there now in 3.5 years. Man, are we going to be there? So these are the people that allowed this to happen, and they will not be forgotten. At least that's my point of view on that.
Okay.
All right. I'm sticking to it. You know, I just want to make
that's
sure that
your story and you're sticking to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now.
Yes. Phone lines are open, by the way.
Yes, they are.
608-879-8255, and you can also call us or text us on the Civic Media app. And, John, it's time to take a brief time out here.
Okay.
We're going to get our... Downdrin's Distilling Listener Appreciation Party keyword out here. Here's how this all works. We're hosting the ultimate listener appreciation party, and it's open to everybody, okay?
Wow.
This is a free event, and the entire public is invited. We're gathering everybody together September 6th at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove to socialize and have a little fun. And we're giving you a chance to win a VIP invite to this party. For you and a guest, and that includes a free tour of the distillery and a tasting of some of their spirits and a WMDX swag bag. So everybody's invited, but if you want to get in on the VIP part of this, just listen to us right now as I reveal the key word that you can text to us.
Mm-hmm.
We will select a couple of winners today. That key word is honey, okay? H-O-N-E-Y.
Why is honey?
Well, they have a honey liquor
at
Downdrin's Distilling. It's a honey liquor. So we're
fantastic.
Yeah, all of these keywords have something to do with Downdrin's, and this one is honey. So text that to us on the Civic Media app, and you have until 8 a.m. this morning to text that to us, and we will select a couple of more winners that party. We'll let you know.
All right. Now, I used a little editing technique here of bleeps.
You like the bleep editing.
I like the
You got
bleeps.
The little whoop editing.
Yeah, isn't
thing.
That cool?
I know. Where'd you find that?
It's just part of the software, and I thought, wow, I like this a lot better than the normal everyday.
Yeah, or the beep.
Yeah. So anyway, I used this a lot.
Why did you have
this particular segment?
Who is this?
I've held off using this, but I saw this ad for an energy company. They're called Vattenfall, and they've got some wind farms out on the water.
Right.
And they've hired Samuel L. Jackson to be their spokesperson.
Oh, he's got a great voice.
Oh, he has a great voice. and Vattenfall has decided, they're an energy company, and they've decided to use Samuel L. Jackson's lines out of Snakes on a Plane.
Okay.
And,
I'm trying to get the picture.
Do you remember
on
when
this?
Well, here, I'll tell you what. I'll just play that line out of Snakes on the Plane.
Okay.
Could we play? This is cut 54. Let's listen.
Okay. Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. Everybody strap in.
All right, so they took off on that. They thought, wow, we can use that in our ad to push energy efficiency.
All right.
So here it is. This is the energy company's new ad with Samuel L. Jackson. By the way, playing off the fact that, we don't have time?
Yeah, we do.
We got about a minute. What do you think?
You know what? I don't think we have enough time for this.
We have enough time. It's too jam-packed of a show.
The cut is about 54.
Well, I'll tell you what. Had enough time.
But I had to kind of preface this with this comment. The idea is that Trump is against windmills. You know, the windmills that grind up grain into flour. He does not like those dotting our landscape, but they are really turbines, and he is taking off on that with the snakes on the plane cut. We're not going to play it.
Well, why don't we play it?
We don't have time now.
We can play it in just a couple of minutes.
All right, we will play it next.
Okay. All right. It's all good. We'll get to it. Okay, right. It's 6:48. Back with more after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app. Send us a voice note, which we heard one today from Matt,
right?
Or just text us, or even give us a call and throw your 2 cents in.
Yep, our number is 608-879-8255. It's 6:53. Sunshine today. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Coming up in our next hour, Dr. Jim Conway. He's a UW Madison professor, talking about infectious diseases. We're gonna find out the latest on the measles outbreak that's spread into Wisconsin.
That's right, and we're going to give it a positive spin.
No, we're not. Good luck with
that. We're trying to be a happy-go-lucky morning show for everybody here. It's not working. Okay, snakes on the plane.
Yes. Recap
we need
this.
Do we need a recap? Just a cut short 54 one. Again? And just hear it again. All right, let's listen to him.
Okay.
This is Hold Samuel on. L. Jackson.
Give me a sec.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson. All right.
Okay. Here we go.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. Everybody strap in.
Okay. Boy, so everybody remembers that.
Boy, right? that is one of the great lines, movie lines in history that we all remember. Okay, so Vattenfall is an energy company with windmills and turbines, and you know they're grinding up grain into flour. So Trump doesn't like any of those windmills out there.
Right.
And so this is taking off on that, and I congratulate Vattenfall for an original idea like this using Samuel L. Jackson. Listen to this.
Okay.
Motherfucking wind farms. Loud, ugly, harmful to nature. Who says that? These giants are standing tall against fossil fuels, rising up out of the ocean like a middle finger to CO2. Deep beneath the waves, they can become artificial reefs, creating habitats for sea life to grow. These are wind farm seaweed snacks made with seaweed grown at a Vattenfall wind farm. Serious gourmet shit. So, what's it gonna be?
Yeah.
Motherfucking wind farms or motherfucking wind farms.
There you go.
So that's good.
Wasn't that great stuff?
Yeah. Good marketing there.
Yeah, it is. It's just the way you say it. All right. Mm-hmm. Now let's see it anyway.
Okay.
So
that's good.
A positive note on wind farms. Yeah.
Good for Samuel L. Jackson for doing that.
Yeah, for going along with that and eating the seaweed chips from their wind farms.
Wonder what those taste like. Sounds.
You know, a lot of people are picking up on those things. Are they? They're very popular at Costco.
No kidding.
Yeah. Right next to my bed, they have.
You live at Costco.
I live there, and they put a stand right up next to my bed. And,
oh, they got free samples.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yes,
check out the seaweed chips.
That's right, and cakes. You know, people just love. And they're really thin wafers.
Are they?
I mean, you can see through them, and they look delicious.
Yeah,
and then you taste them, and they taste like fish. At least. I don't know. Maybe I just don't have a taste for it. I don't know what it's like eating fish scales. Oh, all right, here we go.
Okay.
There are people that like that stuff. All right, here we go. White House officials said they would review the Smithsonian's exhibition text, curation, exhibition planning, and collections, starting with 8 museums. That's all. Ahead of America's 250th birthday celebration next year, Trump. Now, there's the problem right there. Trump came up with this idea. He has detailed steps to scrutinize the institution to reflect the president's call to restore truth and sanity to American history. The guy is not sane.
So he wants to put a happy face on everything for the 250th anniversary.
That's right. It is a happy face.
You know.
It has never been an issue before. We've never questioned the exhibits at the Smithsonian Institute. But you know what? The smartest guy in the world who sits in that Capitol, he knows what's best, and he knows what truth and sanity is all about.
Okay.
The initial review will focus on 8 museums. Get this. The National Museum of American History, Natural History, African-American History and Culture, the American Indian, Air and Space Museum, American Art Museum, the National Portrait Gallery, and the Hirschborn Museum and Sculpture Garden. Now, remember, he wants to make a sculpture garden of his own. You remember?
Really?
Remember? Yeah. Anyway, museums should begin implementing content corrections where necessary. And, you know, they've been there for a long time. People have been angry about the incorrect statements that they had at the museum. No one has thought about this. Ever.
No.
And he wants to replace divisive or ideologically driven language with unified, historically accurate, and constructive descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing stuff, isn't it?
That's good.
And here's the line right here. It's called Restoring Truth and Sanity to American History. And it's going to be directed by J.D. Vance. To remove improper ideology.
Okay.
It's the improper ideology that has always bothered me.
Oh,
when I
sure.
I was thinking, wow, that's
that ideology.
That's really woke.
Off.
I can't believe they have this
off.
Here.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's go to the phones right now. We've got Dick on the line. Dick, what do you got?
We got just less than a minute, Dick. Go ahead.
Well, I figured a authoritarian type thing with martial law declaring it.
Yes.
He's trying to cultivate tourism. And I know that sounds crazy, but you know, it's way off now. See, he wants tourists from other countries like that, you know, Turkey and the likes.
Yes.
And then they'll feel at home coming here.
Yes.
So it's like their country.
Humvees and military vehicles all over.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that'll be a big draw for the
tourists. You know, I feel safer now. Just like that taxi cab driver in D.C. said, I feel safer with all these police around. Really? That's freedom to you, huh?
Okay.
All right.
Dick, thanks for that call.
Yeah.
6:59, news and weather updates coming straight ahead. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning. Dr. Jim Conway joins us in our 7 o'clock hour talking infectious diseases, measles and such. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.